Blog Talk Radio.
Other stuff here. Right now, we Americans are being suckered. It's unfortunate that Russian children who are being adopted by Americans who want to do the right thing and help these poor kids who are throwaway kids. The unfortunate thing is, according to a Russian who talked to Veritas, asked them these questions, what's happening is the children that either the parents can't afford to take care of them, the Russian state doesn't want to take care of them, are being dumped here in America. And they're causing problems. And, of course, Americans can't deal with them. There have been a couple of divorces that we know about. Violent action. Some of these kids were conceived while the mother was an alcoholic. These unfortunate children are being sent back to Russia. And, of course, what's been happening, and it's not only Russian kids, this happened with some other Soviet bloc kids. So it's something that we have to look at very carefully and realize that we are being had. Do we have an epidemic of reckless driving? I'm talking to other people who travel around the country, who've been to other places, New York, Chicago, Boston. Same story. People are just driving crazy. They're on their cell phones. They're texting. They give you the finger when you try to warn them that they're violating the rules of the road. And it's not only drivers. It's bicyclists as well. And what I call the latte leisure class, or that other 1%. You know, some of these bikes cost as much as $5,000, yet they are not required so far to be licensed except in Davis, California. If the bicyclist hit somebody, has contact with a car, damages the car, or injures or kills a human being or a dog or a child, whatever, they have no liability insurance unless they have homeowners insurance. That I understand. If a homeowner or apartment owner has homeowners or apartment insurance and they have a bicycle, they carry in that policy liability insurance. We'll double check on it. That's what we were told, because we have a homeowner's policy. Anyway, it's time to hold these people accountable is what we're running for 2013 is Agenda 2013. Accountability. Start holding these people accountable. We just witnessed, I was with somebody else, we just witnessed a car rear-ending a San Francisco police vehicle. There was a woman in it. And, of course, this is up on our YouTube site. And Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas. Now, we think, and because of the high rates of insurance and insurance settlements, litigation, that people who cause accidents, who are found to be responsible for causing an accident, shouldn't these people be required to retake their driver's test, driver's license test, and also to pay the fees and to make them more aware? Also, perhaps it's time to have require bicyclists to take a rules of the road test and to have insurance and to have to require license plates and safety devices, lights and a red warning light at the rear of the bike like they had years ago. And, you know, when you had your tricycle, those of us who had tricycles, you had a little ring bell to warn people you were coming down the street and to get out of the way. And if children can be required to have these devices or at that time, why shouldn't adults? Among the other things we should be dealing with is that there's this international interest in this pit bull, kind of a puppy here in San Francisco that seriously damaged injured a San Francisco police horse. And when you do, when you injure a horse, it costs a lot of money. And when that horse needs veterinary care, it's still a lot of money. We've had another case in San Francisco history where a horse which was pulling a carriage was tied up at a horse stand, and this dog jumped up and did a vicious lip lock on the horse, and they couldn't get that dog off the horse. And the horse had to be put down. And, of course, the owner of the horse, he probably didn't have insurance, and it cost him quite a bit. There is a law that nobody is talking about, and it's a tort law. It's called no first free bite or first free cat scratch. In fact, a cat scratch is much more dangerous than a dog bite because cats have their claws and paws in places that you wouldn't believe they have, you know, and they go after rats and other rodents, and it's very dangerous. And anybody who's had experienced both a dog bite and a cat scratch, the cat scratch takes longer to heal, and it's also it will infect a human being more. Now, we had Nixon's birthday is today, and we had we're going to try to pull it up right now. His famous comment, "I am not a crook." Let's see if we can pull it up. I had it here, and we still have this problem trying to get stuff. Here we go. Nixon. And incidentally, a lot of people don't know this, that Nixon also served in World War II in the Navy. And he was a lieutenant commander. Oh, John Kennedy served in the Navy, and he was a lieutenant in command of a P-8. Of course, you know, he understood yachts. But there is a question that he should have been, at least there should have been an important inquiry into how he lost his P-8, which was sliced in half by a Japanese destroyer. So there's this question, you know, was he really a hero? The other issue is, we don't know much about Richard Nixon's military service, but he did serve honorably in the U.S. Navy. It's interesting. Many of our presidents have either been in the Army, and a lot of them have been in the Navy. In fact, of the Army presidents were Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower. Excuse me. Of the Navy presidents, or starting or had a connection to the Navy, Teddy Roosevelt. We had Franklin Delano Roosevelt, his cousin, who served as Assistant Secretary of the Navy and who wrote many of the articles of war that covered the due process rights of U.S. Navy sailors, which comes up in the case of Stephen Nery, a U.S. Navy sailor. We'll get into that very soon. Also, we had John Kennedy, who was in the Navy, Richard Nixon, who was in the Navy, Gerald Ford, who was in the U.S. Navy, Lyndon Johnson, who was in the U.S. Navy, Jimmy Carter was in the U.S. Navy, George Bush Sr. was in the U.S. Navy as a pilot when he was 18 years old, and the other Bush's son was in the Air Force of the Texas Air National Guard. Obama, we don't even know if he's filled out his selective service card. So this is, and Bill Clinton dodged the draft and caught. In fact, the KGB had a picture of him in Leningrad, which was is now St. Petersburg, where he was photographed burning his draft card. So these are things that we need to look at historically. There is a selective service law that as soon as you turn 18, whether you are a U.S. citizen or not, you're supposed to sign up for selective service, even though there's no active draft, but we don't never know. It may come back again. Now, I'm going to try to bring up our Richard Nixon. Let's see if we can find it. I thought we had it, and you know, it's one of those things. We have so many. We got about 1,500 interviews and audio clips from our KLW and Western Public Radio. So let's see. You know, this has happened before, and I apologize. I'm still getting over my cold. Something is going around, and hopefully we will, you know, get over it pretty soon. Incidentally, we had we will have a Prime Minister's prescription for a cold. It was very interesting. I interviewed Prime Minister Muldoon of New Zealand, and after I got back from here we go. I am not a crook.
And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
President, Harry.
Yeah, well, Richard Nixon later had to resign. Now, interestingly, after Obama won the 2012 presidential election, the next day, NPR happened to bring up Richard Nixon and the McGovern campaign and the 1972 election. I voted for McGovern. And what they said was, it was one of the biggest landslides, and this is a fact, in presidential campaigns. Well, 2 years later, guess what? Richard Nixon, they brought it up, and Richard Nixon was forced to resign or face impeachment. So I thought the timing was very interesting, considering all the controversy surrounding Mr. O and this 2012 election. So we, as Marguerite Warren used to say, we shall see what we shall see. Among the birthdays today, this is probably one of the first great American composers, John Knowles Payne. He wasn't related to Tom Payne, as far as I know. The guy who built, the engineer who built the Golden Gate Bridge, he also built another one and near Giants ballpark. And surprisingly, people pass by there all the time, but nobody pays attention. We will put it up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. Joseph Strauss, who was not related to the Strauss musical family. We have Alexander Terpin, who was a Russian. His wife, I was a piano student of hers for one semester. A great Viennese opera impresario who took over from Richard Johnson, who was a Canadian, who kept the Met going during World War II. Rudolf Bing came in, and he integrated the Metropolitan Opera. He featured Marian Anderson in as Azucena in Il Trovatore. And of course, she was much older then, but she was a great singer. And of course, it was a great, in the twilight of her life, it was a salute to all her struggles and to her great talent. Her nephew is the conductor of the Portland Symphony Orchestra. He has polio. He studied in Europe, and he's a great conductor. He's done some recordings. Excuse me. Gypsy Rose Lee. You know, everything is coming up rosy. She had an affair with Otto Preminger. Her real name was Rose Hovick, H-O-V-I-C-K. And she was quite a stripper and a great actress. Quite a few actors are also born on this day. Fernando Lamas, Les Paul, and Mary Ford, a musician. Herbert Lahn played in, I remember him in El City, had quite a voice. The father of Chimane. Lee Van Cleef, a lot of these shoot 'em up westerns. Judith Kravitz, the writer. Bart Starr, born today. Joan Baez, Vietnam War protester and folk singer. Great blonde British English actress, starred in Tom Jones. Susanna York. Now, I don't know if Otis Nixon is related to Richard Nixon, but he was born in 1959. This is very interesting. We have Simone de Beauvoir, the great French actress, writer. Another great Russian impresario, the ballet, George Balanchine, who was gay. And of course, we have Richard Milhouse Nixon's. Among the deaths, probably the greatest Italian explorer, he's the guy that brought back pasta from China. Marco Polo died in 1324. Another gay, well, he was a great dancer, and of course, he was gay. Ted Shawn died today. And if you remember Bedazzle with Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, well, Peter Cook died on this day. Among the interesting events on January 9th, Ivan the Terrible, Ivan Groshnik, in his terror over the to unite Russia and to kick out the Ottoman Turks, he murdered or killed 2,000 residents of Novgorod. Guess what? The income tax didn't originate in America. In 1799, the United Kingdom or Britain it's imposed an income tax. I don't know what the amounts were. In 1857, the first San Francisco newspaper was not the Chronicle or the Call Bulletin, which Leo Lee wrote for. And Leo Lee also started Western Public Radio, and I study. He was one of my mentors in media. The San Francisco newspaper was called the California Star. The first commercial bank also was established in San Francisco. There was the first commercial bank, was one of the first banks. And in 1861, the first hostile act of the Civil War was not the firing on Fort Sumter. It was the firing on the Star of the Star of the West, which was a supply ship. Get this, that President Buchanan, in one of his last acts, he sent to resupply Fort Sumter, which was in Charleston, South Carolina Harbor. But the ship was fired upon, and they had to turn back. Remember, it was a supply ship. So that's one of the reasons why Major Anderson, who was a Southerner, why he had to surrender Fort Sumter, because he ran out of supplies. Mississippi became the second state to secede. Excuse me, the first was South Carolina. And in 1936, the U.S. Army was supplied with semi-automatic rifles and famous M1. In 1937, get this, Mussolini banned interracial marriages. We thought only the Germans did this. Mussolini banned interracial marriages between the Italians and the Abyssinians. Remember, he considered North Africa to be part of the Roman Empire, and that this was the inheritance of Mussolini's Italy. And if you remember TV in 1959, on this date, Clint Eastwood made his debut in Rawhide as Rowdy Yates. So we're going to end today. I'm losing my voice again, but we'll end with our usual. We'll be back Friday, and we'll be working on some more interviews. We'll have more interviews with, we hope, with the former inmate of the California penal system, who also, when he was a youth, he escaped John Gacy's grip. Gacy solicited, offered to give him a ride, but it would have been his last ride, and the kid had the good sense to realize there was no way he was going to get out of that car. So, and then he came to California, and that's another story. But we'll get into more of why it's important that this business about publishing the addresses of people who own guns is very dangerous, because not only policemen, but prison guards and private detectives and other people who require security, people who require to carry guns, that in the prison system, the gangs, if they want to get even with the guard, they will contact their gang members outside of prison, and if they get an address, they can really cause a problem, and there have been problems in the past. So this woman, Janet Hassan, if this is the media malpractice, I don't know what is. And it's interesting also that because of all the controversy that this woman has stirred up at her paper owned by Gannett, it's not the first time they've done media malpractice. She's got on the newspaper hired armed guards, get this. So I wonder if they are going to publish their addresses. Anyway, we'll be back Friday, and we'll have some more interviews, and we'll have an update on a lot of things, and also go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and you will see the San Francisco police car being rear-ended. It's very, it's not that often that you see a police car getting rear-ended. So we're going to end with politics and poker before I end my voice goes.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
You guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clown?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
what to call the bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in. Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyachinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23. What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker!
Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.